US Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has announced he will step down in a few weeks. You might remember it was he who appointed Special Counsel Robert Mueller to investigate possible connections between the Trump campaign and Russia. In other political news, a smear campaign against presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg has been exposed. It was a plan hatched by two far-right trolls, not for the first time. David Smith's a senior lecturer in American politics at the US Studies Centre in Sydney, and it's literally his job to pore over this stuff. Welcome to the program.
Good evening.
How did the resignation come about?
So the resignation was always on the cards. It was really always going to happen as soon as the Mueller investigation and the immediate public revelation of it had concluded. He was always going to go. He has served in the Department of Justice for the last 30 years. The last 2 years, almost his entire job has been around the Mueller investigation. So it was him who appointed Mueller. It was him who really had the responsibility of seeing it all the way through. A really stressful job when you consider all the ways that it was under threat from Trump himself.
Why now, given this was largely expected to happen?
I think he had just had enough. And I think that he was so closely associated with the Mueller investigation as Deputy Attorney General that he really didn't see anywhere else to go in the job once that was concluded. As I say, it was a very stressful job, and he's certainly not the first person to leave the Trump administration because of the pressures of the job, which he handled better than most. There was a point where there were credible rumours circulating that Trump was actually going to fire him. And Rosenstein went to the White House and said, you know, I will resign before you fire me. He was under all kinds of pressure. And when the report was finally released, he got criticism from all sides because of the fact that he agreed with the Attorney General William Barr that Trump shouldn't actually be charged. And he explained a few days ago at a meeting of lawyers that it was his responsibility to see if the evidence was there for Trump to be charged, and he didn't believe that he should be. So he got criticised a lot for that. So it was an extremely stressful job. I don't think that you can blame him for bowing out at this point, as he had planned to do for a long time.
Do we know who will replace him?
Yes, we do. The replacement is Jeffrey Rosen. Not a huge amount is known about him. Certainly with Trump's appointments, he tends to make them on the basis of who he thinks is going to be loyal to him. And the person that he appointed as Attorney General, William Barr, has certainly shown that loyalty in all kinds of ways, as have most of his recent appointments. But we will really have to wait and see about Jeffrey Rosen.
Now to another story, never a dull moment really in United States politics. According to an exclusive story by The Daily Beast, Indiana mayor and presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg has been the subject of a clumsy smear campaign. It's a very convoluted story, but that's why we've got you on. What's it all about?
So it's a convoluted story that reveals a lot about the state of American politics at the moment. Buttigieg has risen really quickly through the ranks of Democratic contenders, from basically being this unknown mayor of South Bend, Indiana, to someone who he's not a front runner, but he's one of the best known candidates, and we can expect him to stick around for a while. If he were to become the Democratic nominee, he would be the first openly gay presidential candidate in American history. So he's been the victim of an attempted but unsuccessful smear campaign to claim that he sexually assaulted a young man. The two trolls behind this, Jacob Wall and someone Berkman, I can't remember his first name, it's not even worth saying, they have tried this before. They actually tried to set women up to claim that they'd been assaulted by Robert Mueller. So they are just trolls. They try to smear figures, not just in order to do damage to them, but what they are consciously trying to do is discredit everyone who comes forward with allegations of sexual assault. They're really trying to muddy the waters around sexual assault by trying to produce as many false claims as they can. It doesn't matter if they're then discovered to be false, because then people can say, well, you know, none of these sexual assault claims really matter because they're clearly all made up. So it's a very, very nasty campaign of trolling that works on several levels. Jacob Wall, who's the youngest person ever to be banned from futures trading, is really a perfect encapsulation of everything that is wrong with the right of American politics at the moment. It's unclear what source of income he has, although he seems to be able to constantly fund these kinds of capers. He is a devout Trump loyalist who's always the first to comment positively on Trump's tweets on Twitter, and he just lives for this trolling. He lives to try to smear and damage and get as many responses as he can, and to just provoke as much as he can. And this is largely what politics is degenerating into in the United States. For a lot of people, this is a form of entertainment. For everyone else, it's kind of bewildering, and it's very upsetting if you're actually the target of it.
It certainly is. Is it because in the Me Too era, this is going to have a fallout like no other?
Yes, they know that rightly. Accusations of sexual assault get a lot of attention. They also know that while both parties have had to contend with a lot of accusations of sexual assault, because a lot of political candidates have very bad histories in this regard, that the Democratic Party has been more rigorous with actually policing it. You're less likely to survive as a Democratic candidate if you've been accused of sexual assault than you are as a Republican candidate, the worst example of this being Donald Trump himself, who had 19 women accuse him of sexual assault in the lead up to the 2016 election. There was also, of course, the very recent example of Brett Kavanaugh, who was Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court. He survived those accusations. Now, so what they want to do is they know that this is going to get a huge response. And as I mentioned earlier, they know that even when it's discovered to be false, that this just muddies the waters in a way that they like, because they think it'll reduce the credibility of future sexual assault allegations.
Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
David Smith is a senior lecturer in American politics at the US Studies Centre in Sydney, and this is RN Drive.